Hey, Brett, this is Nate. I'm calling you. Either you or your wife sent a letter back to my office, Bridget. I can't tell whose handwriting it is, but they put both these phone numbers down to get some information about mortgage protection on your $346,000 loan.
Right.
Was that you or did your wife fill that out?
My wife did that.
But
she put both our phone numbers down, but...
you guys talked about it? My name is Nate. Yeah, I just got your letter today. Yeah, I got the letter. I just wanted to verify the information that you guys put down here, and then I can get you those options that you're looking for. And I just wanted to verify what all you filled out.
I'm going to hand it right to her.
Okay. Not a problem.
All right, buddy.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Bridget. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
I wanted to say it looked like girl's handwriting, but I got in trouble once because the guy goes, "Nope, I did that." So I got you down here. I just wanted to verify the information that you put down, make sure I have it right. I have your birth date is 11/26/78, so you're 35. And I have your husband down as 6/4/72, he's 42. And neither one of you are smokers, correct?
Correct.
And your $346,000 loan with Nationwide Lending, was that a purchase or a refinance?
It was a purchase.
Oh, congratulations. Okay.
Just who we owned with. The Freedom Mortgage.
Yeah, I've actually had somebody, they said that their loan got changed while they were at closing. I'm like, how is that even possible? But anyway, I guess it is.
Yeah.
So congratulations on the purchase. And what term? Was it 30 years you guys set that up on? 30 years. And what's the monthly payment roughly?
Well, that's a little screwed up right now, but it is $23.52. Yeah, that includes taxes and everything.
Sure, PITI. Yeah, that's fine. Yep, with the PI, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. And oh, okay.
So it's not including actually the property on it. So we're paying more. You know, that's what it's supposed to be.
Sure.
Come January. So
I understand completely.
The first mortgage company had it right. They knew what to expect. The second one's not keeping it.
Yeah, it's a nightmare sometimes. I used to be with Bank of America. They switched select portfolio funding. I don't know why. And all of a sudden, everything got screwed up on mine, too. I was upset. So, now, what is the concern of wanting to have this coverage in place? So, what are we trying to protect here? Just you and your husband? Do you have children?
Just in case, yeah, just in case one of us falls off the face of the earth, you know.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's coming, so, you know.
Well, yeah, life, you never know. Life is fragile. Unfortunately, my best friend died at your age, actually, at 30, actually a year before, 34 years old, unexpectedly. So, I mean, that's obviously smart that you're younger doing this because you'd be amazed. Most of my clients are 50 years old, 45, they never did it. And you can't, you know, the younger you are, the way cheaper it is. So it's smart before you have a family to at least look at it. So, what do you do for, you're a clinical specialist?
Yeah, I'm a medical device rep, but my official title is clinical specialist for my company. So
you're smart.
Well, on a case by case basis.
And your husband's a project manager, and are you guys both working like 8 to 5, 8 to 6, what's your hours like?
Oh my gosh, so I travel a lot, so.
Okay. Okay.
Or I might be the 8.
That's fine.
At 1, you know.
And how about your husband? Does he have...
He's kind of in and out. So he manages roofing projects. So he's in and out all the time.
Okay.
Selling the roofs and then managing when they go on. So.
And what do you make approximately a year? Just approximately, Bridget.
Well, I get commissions, so it's based on that. But,
sure.
My base salary is 106, and then my commission can be, you know, 20 to 25,000 a year.
Okay. And how about your husband? Is he right on point with that, or pretty much close to 50-50? Okay.
The year before, he made about $80,000, and then he was laid off from Bank of America, and he's just started recently doing this, so we're expecting anywhere from about $65,000 to $95,000, but we don't really know.
Okay, that's good enough. let me tell you how this works. I actually represent you guys as clients. I have access to 33 different top A-rated companies who offer mortgage protection, and considering your age being young, healthy, and stuff, you'll qualify for a lot of different stuff. So my job is to go out and shop around and figure out what's out there and available for you guys and find out who's going to offer the most amount of coverage for the least amount of cost, so to speak. And then I just sit down and have a conversation with you and Brett and show you here's what's available, here's what's out there. You guys get to customize the coverage that fits your needs, pick and choose things you like or don't like about different coverage options. And I'm making an assumption here, but you guys are both fairly healthy. Like, any issues with like heart attack, stroke, cancer, diabetes, anything like that?
Nope.
Any medications that you're on? It's okay if you're on medication. I just need to know what they are.
Allergy meds.
Okay. Anything on?
You know, that kind of stuff. He's not anything.
Okay. And then what is his height and weight, real quick, Brett's? And how about you? I know my wife wants to slap me, but I have to know. Just give me a rough estimate.
Yeah, I'm 5'2", and I would say 120.
Okay. And with your travel schedule and my schedule, this is going to be fun. The good news is, depending upon, I'm in Plano, which is good. My wife and I live on Parker in Preston. Right now, since I have about 30 or 40 families, forms that came in, I'll probably have 15, 20 families I'm helping this week. I am just starting to call through the forms that came in tonight. So I have flexibility on, and hopefully you guys don't go to bed at like, you know, 8 o'clock at night. I could do something later in the evening, either Monday or Tuesday evening, depending upon your guys' schedule, or possibly even Thursday, but Monday and Tuesday could be better. Do you know what your schedule is like this week? It depends if Brett's bringing beer or I'm bringing the beer. That could take a long time. No, I'm joking. I don't do that. It really depends. I mean, I would give it. I mean, I always say in 15 minutes or so, you'll know if you want me out of your house or not. But that usually never happens. I mean, I say about an hour, a good hour, you know, would give us a good time. That's perfect. That'll work for me. All right, so I will. Now I need directions. For some reason, Academy Lane is not pulling up in Plano. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a barbecue.
Tell me where you're at then. I'm very familiar with Plano, depending upon if you're east side or west side. I live in West Plano. Where are you?
East side.
Okay.
East side. And the neighborhood is called the Trails of Glenwood. And our
Okay, so let's say I'll be coming from like Parker and Preston. So should I jump?
You can take Parker to Jupiter.
Okay.
And then take Jupiter north until you hit Los Rios.
Okay, hold
and
on
then
to
you're
Jupiter.
Go around the nature preserve. And
what road do I take, did you say? Jupiter north. Los Rios. Okay, I'm following you now. I know where we at right now. Turn right.
And then you'll turn left on Los Rios. No, I'm sorry. I'll turn right.
Yeah, I was gonna say unless that road decide to take a different turn than I'm used to.
Right on Los Rios, and then you'll turn left into
Okay. Well, I could, yeah, or I could go, I could take East Parker Road all the way to Los Rios and take a left. Either way, I got gotcha. Okay. So I'm coming down. Let's just say I go to Jupiter. I hit Los Rios. I take a right. And then I'm going to take Fitzgerald Drive.
Yeah, Fitzgerald. And then you can make an immediate right on the Flowing Way. And then Academy is the first street you come to. And right. It'll be a left.
Okay, so immediate right is called Flowing Way.
Uh-huh.
That's where they don't have it. That's where it stops.
Next to the pool.
Okay. Immediate right, Flowing Way, and then take a...
Take a left on Academy. The only way you can... It's the first street you'll come to, and it's the only way you can turn onto it.
Okay.
And we're going to be on the left side.
Okay.
6417, the last house on the left.
On left, last house.
Okay,
my name is Nate, and just make sure that you put this down for Tuesday, and just don't forget about me, because I get really busy. People ask me, can you call and confirm? No, because I forget. I'm running around crazy. So I will put down 2:30, sometime between, like, yeah, give me a little flexibility between, like, 2 and 3, but I will shoot just for 2:30, okay? But I could be a half hour early. It could be a half hour late. And so I will see you guys then. I look forward to meeting both you and Brett. All right?
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.